Countries around the world have dispatched teams to assist in the rescue efforts, and Turkey's Disaster Management Agency says more than 24,000 emergency personnel are now on the ground. Sebastian Gay, the head of mission in Syria for Doctors Without Borders, says health facilities in northern Syria are overwhelmed with medical personnel working around the clock to respond to the huge numbers of wounded. In Turkey's Hatay province, thousands of people have been sheltering in sports centres or fair halls, while others spent the night outside, huddled in blankets around fires. Turkey has large numbers of troops in the border region and has tasked the military to aid in the rescue efforts, including setting up tents for the homeless and a field hospital in Hatay. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.